And welcome, everybody, to episode 680 of the RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Breakman the Bold, returning, and, of course, our good friend, Eric the Great. Gentlemen, how are you?
Since I wasn't here last week's episode doesn't count.
I guess
to this episode, you don't have to listen to last week's.
I guess that's true, Break. Even though we did crown, we let Freak 5 step in your stead and take your vote. And Samus and Baby Metroid won the whole greatest.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
happy for them.
I am happy for them. Big hearts, you know.
Yes, big hearts.
They beat Tidus and Yuna, which was really surprising. I did not expect that, but
I don't know how I'd vote in that. That's an interesting question. The mother and child love, or the young lovers?
I thought it was interesting too. I thought it was one of our most interesting tourneys that we've ever done. So you know. We're not doing any tourney this month, though, Break. So we're going to return with that. I don't know if you have an. I was thinking about doing some type of St. Patrick's Day theme, but they're really. I mean, how can I? I mean, what could I do? Like the greenest games. I mean, you know, what am I going to do?
The best Xbox game.
I didn't even think about that. That's an idea. We'll have to think of something for April, Break, and Eric.
When's Easter? Is there like a pastel thing we can do? Some sort of like, what's the best multicolored game?
No, for April, we could do the best worst game.
The best worst game?
Best of the worst.
I guess we could do that. If you guys want to formulate that, that'd be cool. I don't have a problem with that.
I have played a lot of bad games over the years.
Yeah, I have too, man. I mean, what's worse?
Ooh, I like where this is going. There's definitely some names that come right to the top of my head. But
best worst games is what Eric's talking about. Like, you're thinking of, like, Deadly Premonition type games, right, Eric? Like,
no, I'm thinking, like, Superman games are so 64? Bad that they deserve to be on their own list.
Like Superman 64? Bad?
Oh, God. Don't say that name. That
kind of okay. Bad. Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Like E.T. think bad? Like E.T. bad, right?
E.T. gets a bad label as being the worst Atari game. It really isn't the worst Atari game. It's not a good game, don't get me wrong, but it's not the worst.
It's the worst. I played it. It's the worst. I mean, Indiana Jones has got to be up there, too, but holy fuck was E.T. pretty bad.
I think
bad.
The Sword Quest and... what was the other one called? There were supposed to be three of them, but they only made two, and those were fucking terrible.
I mean, there's so many bad Atari games. I mean, we could just do a list of bad Atari games, man. I mean, seriously.
We could do so many bad games like that. Just all the like movie tie-in games and shit like that from the 80s. Like those.
Oh, I'd rather leave those out because we already kind of did movie games.
Yeah.
Well, was there any of those that were actually good?
Those are easy targets. That's why I want.
Batman was pretty good. Batman was pretty good.
Every once in a while, there was a good one, but for the most part, it was like total junk, like the Total Recall game.
Oh God, that game was awful. Yeah, Friday the 13th was awful. Nightmare on Elm Street was awful.
Yeah, that needs to be on the list. Friday the 13th needs to be on the list.
Oh God. I still have nightmares about that game. Holy
just
shit.
Minding your own business, walking around, you just started the game, you go in the first house, you see looking around, Jason's
there, kicking your ass. Oh, you're dead. Okay, game over. Oh, that was fun.
You found a rock. Now you can fight back. Nope. No, you can't.
Yeah, no, you can't.
I wonder if the story is like Jason just fell asleep and he like has like super sensitive hearing and you'll just wake him up and then that's why he's in the room.
Yeah, he like knows where you are at every turn. It was extremely
so
bad.
Jason's actually Santa Claus is what you're saying?
Oh my God, don't ruin
the evil Santa child. Claus. He's just Krampus.
He's Krampus.
He knows when you are sleeping.
Oh
he
God.
He slaughters you just because.
Yeah, he kicks your ass in. Put some machete in your face, all because of you just being alive. I don't know. All right, you guys ready?
Let's start over.
Oh my God!
Ray.
It was so nice. It was so nice last week, and now we're back to this. Holy shit!
You're hurting Harmy's feelings. You hear that?
Freak Five is in here. I'm sure he's
sad now. You hurt Harmy's feelings. That's not...
I'm sure Freak Five is happy to hear that sound, Breakman. But let's move on to the news, if
Harmy
it ever.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, from this, we've got a release date for the PC version of Senran, Neptunia X Senran Kagura Ninja Wars. That's for May 11th. And as a reminder, the Nintendo Switch version is coming out in April. Doesn't have a date yet, so I guess whenever they can get it approved. That's the goal anyway.
What would you rather get it on, Eric? The Switch?
No, because it's probably going to be ported by Ghost Lady, and it's going to play terrible, and it's not going to be at 60 frames. And a game like this needs to kind of be.
Yeah, it needs the extra horsepower for sure.
Which is weird because the Switch is capable of playing Xenon God games at 60 games, but I don't think this particular game is up to snuff because. There's a lot going on in this game compared to, like, the other Senran Kagura games.
Freak 5 says, Santa Voorhees is coming.
Plus, like I said, it's probably going to be ported by Ghostlight, so I don't expect much from them.
God, Ghostlight really sucks, man. I mean, every time I see that Ghostlight, I'm like, ugh. You know? Alright, anything else on this, Eric?
No.
Alright, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, a game that I enjoyed is getting an update. Haven gets a couples update, allowing for same-sex relationships. That's pretty awesome. Game Bakers has released a new update for romance RPG Haven, adding same-sex relationship options, which allowed you and Kay to either be both male or both female. That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean...
There's a couple of update trailer.
I wonder
blah,
if
blah,
you
blah.
Can also switch it up as well.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Like, make the original leads were like, I don't know who's the male and who's the female characters in the game because I haven't played it, but what if you switch them around?
Well, it says you can do here.
Yeah, you know, but it says you can make same sex. It doesn't say...
They should have...
It says which allows protagonist you and Kay to either be both male or both female. Mm. You can change either one of them to either sex you want.
Yeah, but it doesn't say you could flip them around. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean? Like, what difference would it make? Like,
to see a different character model if you wanted.
Okay, you'll be able to play as UNK, or even UNK is what it says on here.
That's funny.
You know what would be cool is if they had a full customization version so you could make, like a lesbian couple, all black or all white or whatever you want. I think that would almost be a perfect game. You rave about this game, Break, and I think options like that are fucking cool, man. I mean, I think it's if you want to include everybody in a game like this, like I know character customization is a big thing. But having the ability, like, this is a unique game, right? Because this is like a couples type deal. And I think this would, like, make couples, like, especially if you could control both, like, one control the other, which this does. I think this brings people closer together. And I think if you're thinking about getting some, especially if they don't make it super rough, you know what I mean? Like, if they ease people, it's not... If you're going to do a game like this with Dark Souls type difficulty, then it wouldn't work. But it seems like they got the right mix here. Like people could really get into this game. And we'll talk about difficulty later. But anyways, anything else on this?
I would be talking about accessibility as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, Eric, later.
The update is already available, and Haven is 40% off in most stores to celebrate currently. So if you haven't played this game and you're looking for something like a more an adult game based on two young lovers, kind of running away from the establishment,
this is it.
Trying to start over on a new world and you know, like they talk about their relationship openly.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't usually get that in a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
And the credit sequence is the best credit sequence I've ever seen.
Well, you don't get much of anything in video games these days.
I know. It's true. I know.
But like the credit sequence, there's only one minor complaint: is I wish they actually read aloud the names of the people so I knew how to pronounce them. But the credit sequence is pretty fucking awesome. Just them talking about the two main characters talking about everybody who made the game.
That's really cool. I like stuff like that. And Freak 5...
I never saw anything like that before in a game or a movie or anything else, and it's pretty badass.
And Freak 5 is exiled, so we're in rare form already. All right. next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Legend of Heroes Trails from Zero launches on September 27th from PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. If you're not already familiar, Trails from Zero and Trails to Azure are a duology of games taking place in between the Trails in the Sky trilogy and the Trails of Cold Steel tetralogy. In other words, they have
technically, it's weird because there's four games, but the first two games are actually a set, and the second two games are another set because they had to split the game into two because it was so big, and then they had to split the other after the two because it was so big.
Yeah, I kind of like the Trails games. They're a lot of fun. So, you know, I mean, the stories are hit or miss, but I don't know. Here's some key features. Let's see. Polished tactics. Strategic combat has been refined, resulting in rich, satisfying tactical gameplay.
I'm curious as to how people are going to approach this game, because this is a game that was released on the PSP in 2010, and it is using Falcom's really old 2D engine with some 3D to assist.
Yeah, visually it's not going to be breaking.
Yeah,
it's not.
And I hope people understand that the gate combat systems they experience in Cold Steel are primitive by comparison, but a lot of the elements you see in Cold Steel came from this game, actually.
Features such as high speed and skip mode allow you to cater your gameplay experience to your preferences and enjoy battles quickly to focus on the surrounding story and events.
Quickly. Well, yeah. They say that because you can abuse the hell out of the turn order system to just obliterate the competition if you're lucky enough to get a combo attack going, because it's usually a group attack.
Yeah.
So, you're like, most of the enemies will die.
Yeah. What are you trying to say, Breakman? How dare you? I don't know what you're trying to say, but Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Mutation Nem, I guess that's how you pronounce that, has got a release date. It's coming to the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and Steam on March 17th. And publisher is Lightning Games, and developer is Thinking Stars. And the standard edition will be priced at $25. The digital collector's edition for $35.
This game looks almost like a 2.5D game. You know what I mean, Eric? Like, it's sort of... I mean, it's like a... I can't explain it. It's got a really cool kind of cyberpunk... kind of vibe to it, but it's like to me it looks like 2.5D, which is kind
of cool. The digital collector's edition includes the digital art book, soundtrack selection, costume pack, weapon pack, and an item pack.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on this, Eric?
No.
I was checking out the trailer. It looks fucking cool. It looks like a mix of Strider and like Street Fighter and cyberpunk and I don't know, like kind of a brawling RPG ish type game. Looks kind of cool. I don't know. Anno Mutationem, I guess is the name of it, right? All right, Break, you are up next, sir.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Fuga, Melodies of Steel 2 to be announced in July. Fuga planned to be a trilogy. Okay, well, this is the second one, I guess. July 2022, obviously, is what I'm just saying. The Famitsu serial is largely meant to act as a weekly entry for an ongoing manga adaptation of the game, in which Matsuyama occasionally and briefly discusses game development, logistics, and philosophies. However, the latest entry in the column includes a longer interview with the CEO. In the interview, Matsuyama discusses the ongoing manga and how it differs slightly from the game, with the inclusion of a few new characters. He then mentions how, despite differences, there won't be any spoilers for a sequel. The first set of DLC was released in January with a school theme priced at $4.99. The sequel reveal is perhaps a bit surprising, considering the original title fell well short of covering development cost. It is interesting to note that Matsuyama states that more than half of the game's sales came from the United States. Additionally, back in early 2018, CyberConnect 2 revealed its Trilogy of Vengeance lineup, which is set to three titles to self-publish by CC2. Fuga was the first of these titles, with the other two being Tokyo Ogre Gate and Seal. Announced at the time, updates on these games have been sparse, but Matsuyama states that both titles are already running in real hardware at CC2. He also stated that since both are action titles, CC2 is currently working out the basic systems and will let us know when it's time for a further announcement.
Anamosi is in chat, and Mogul Mail is in chat.
What? So it heavily undersold, but they're planning a trilogy?
Yeah.
Well, see, I guess they're committing to it.
Yeah.
Even, like, because, like, I guess they really want these games made.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Must really like them. Like, there's some love for this game, I guess.
No,
like,
I think what it
you
is...
You don't often see somebody, like, a... They're committing to a trilogy, even though the first one was a failure.
I bet you any money, Breakman, that...
Well, they're self-publishing, so they don't have to answer to a publisher.
Yeah.
Ah, that's why. That's cool.
I think what's going on, Breakman, is that the anime is doing fairly well.
There's no anime for this game.
It's a manga, Frank.
Manga. Yeah, you're right.
He said more than half of the sales are popular in America, not in Japan.
I know. It's kind of weird.
So the manga wouldn't be that big of a thing in America.
But maybe the manga's doing great
in
Japan.
I don't even think the manga's been localized.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is maybe the manga's doing great in Japan. Not the game yet. But they're thinking as it gains momentum, it might pick up. So
or maybe, that I don't know.
Or maybe now that people know that it's supposed to be a trilogy, they might be more interested.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. Anything else on that?
Questions, but answers we have none. Sorry. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, we never have any answers for anything on this show, Breakman. I mean, you know, if you're expecting RP Grinders to be the savior of the world, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I disagree heavily, and we'll get to that, Frank.
All right. Let's move on to the next story, then. Coming to us from RPGsite.net, Young Souls launches on March 10th for PS4, Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch and PC. So there you go. It's been in development for a few years. Really, originally announced in August 2018, before a second trailer was released in October of 2020. Wow. I mean, this thing's been in development for a long time. So it better come out without a day one patch, man. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't look great to me, but, you know, I mean, art style aside, it could be a great game. They're the tastiest for sure, right, man? So let's see. They announced today, and that's about it. So there you go. So it's was originally slated to release last year, but, you know how things go. March 10th. So, cool. If you were waiting for Young Souls, here it is. All right. Anything else on that, guys?
No.
All right, Eric, you get the honor of the last story.
The last story is on Pokemon Presents stream on Sunday. They, at the very end, announced the next generation Pokemon game, which is Gen 9, and the games are Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And it's coming worldwide late 2022, so probably November, just like it was for Sword and Shield. It's got pictures of the new starters. I think the cat one's especially funny. Their names are Sprigatito, which is the cat one, and Fuecoco, the pyre Pokemon, and Quaxly, the duckling Pokemon. is the water type. But
sounds like it should be a duck butler.
But the grass starter cat Pokemon, I made a joke as to calling it the weed cat because it kind of looks like a cannabis leaf, even though it's not.
I like that break, man, quite a bit. The duck butler. That's the name of this episode, man. The duck butler.
But I'm probably going to go with the fire crocodile because he kind of looks like Bub from Bubble Bobble.
Hmm.
You know, I was impressed with this trailer, guys. Like, they went all out on this trailer. Like, they have, like, this...
The trailer was, like, a fake-out, though, because it was a live-action stuff, and then it's, like, investigating a museum, you think it's going to be, like, the setup for Detective Pikachu 2,
right,
and it's, like,
right.
Maybe they're also hinting at that, but it was actually a reveal for this game.
I you know what? I was really impressed. I'm not a big Pikachu or Pokemon player, but I did like the movie quite a bit. I thought the movie was really fun. I thought it was one of the better video game movies, but I don't know. I'm looking at this trailer. It looks pretty fun, man. I mean, standard Pokemon fare.
And... Some people are concerned, though, because it seems like that Pokemon is doing yearly releases, but you consider game development? This game has been in development for quite a while, as well as Arceus. It took them years, and then they announced it a year before it finally launched.
Yeah.
And then it came out, and yeah, the graphics are rough, but when you consider how long it's been in development, yeah, and they're new to the Switch, I can see why there's some stuff that they might have had to cut corners for.
I don't think it looks
and,
too bad.
And they don't fully understand the hardware yet.
Yeah, well, nobody understands the Switch, man. It's like, at times it wants to be like current gen, but... At times it looks like previous gen, you know, like previous gen. So it just depends on, and you're right, it just depends on familiarity, Eric. It's just really weird. Freak 5 says, I decided today that I need a giant foam hand flipping the bird. So when
I just hope that one day that Game Freak is allowed to make a Pokemon game that can actually run 60 frames.
I know. So when I'm in my new car and someone's an asshole, I can just stick it up through my moonroof. I think actually that would be really fun, man. And if somebody were to take a picture, it probably would go viral. Freak 5. So just saying. Good idea though. I like that idea. I mean, that makes sense. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it's very practical.
All right. Anybody got any homie discounts this week? It's the same as last week for the PlayStation. I didn't get a chance to check out the Xbox.
There's the big in Japan sale, and then there's the under 15 sale.
Yeah, yeah. Anything on Xbox that you know of, Break, that's super, super exciting?
I know something.
All right, Eric?
You can get Hollow Knight for like $12.
Oh, that's actually... you mentioned that last week. It's still a good deal.
Yeah, because the sale's going to be ending in a couple days from now.
Yeah, it's
good. That's what I'm reminding people.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's worth picking up for $12 for sure. All right, Breakman, do we have anything for you this week? All right, Breakman, what do you got?
Well, I've actually got two questions this week, but because we go so long without them, I'm just going to do one. I appreciate a Freak. He sent us two, and I'll do both of them, but I'm going to do one of them next week, but I'm going to do the oldest one first.
Okay.
I'll go ahead with at Freak5Chaos on Twitter. He says, Dear Breakman, where would you place a sticker that says, for rectal use only? The better question is, where wouldn't I put a sticker like that?
Well,
I'm not going to put it on a place where it is rectal use only.
Well,
that's
right.
Probably the only place I'm not going to put it.
You know what Freak 5 suggested putting that sticker on? He talked a little bit about this last week. He suggests putting it on like at a gas station at the pump. Mm-hmm. You know, right on the pump for rectal use only.
I was thinking, like, on if you were to go to the grocery store and put one on each, like, banana, squash, stuff like that. I think that'd be a good one.
Okay.
Good thing to do.
All right.
I
see that.
Eggs. You gotta put it on eggs. You know somebody's gonna stick an egg up their ass. It'll be the funniest thing.
without breaking it.
But what if Freak did like Dark Souls style perverted messages like the people do in the game and put those on the things?
I just like for rectal use only. Like you could like find toys like, you know, that are kind of semi-shaped like they'd fit up your ass and then just, you know.
I'd put the sticker on like a thing of toilet paper, and then I'd put like the Ghostbusters like X out thing over it, you know, like the circle with the X through it.
Yeah.
Or just a cross through it, like no Ghostbuster, like no rectal use here. You're not, this toilet paper does not go on the ass.
Right.
let me see, where else could you put it? What else would be great to put in the ass? You know, if you're out and about and somebody's looking, oh God, man, I'm thinking of like all the old stores that used to be like we. There'd be so many things, like you go to a Best Buy and have somebody shove a CD up their ass or something. But they don't have CDs anymore.
You could go to Walgreens and like you know, like where the cane sections for like the old people, rectal use only. Mm-hmm. You know, put it right on there. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, well, you're there at the pharmacy. You should relabel like all the vitamins as rectal use only.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Even like all the way down to like the Flintstone vitamins. So like the mom, dad, even had kids are having to shove the vitamins up their ass.
Just to be clear, we're not recommending anybody do that. Just saying, because I'm
recommending everybody does that.
Oh man, that's crazy. Yeah, that.
Oh, pacifier up the ass. Yeah, pacifier. Part it makes that sound like Maggie from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Apparently,
we just shove ghost peppers up
baby Jesus
Greg Abbott's ass.
Wow! Oh wow! Oof. Yeah, baby Jesus in the nativity scene. Yeah, that's a yeah. I mean, where else are you going?
I mean,
baby
have you
Jesus?
Seen like women's deodorant bottles? They're basically shaped like fucking phalluses. I mean, why not? I mean, you know. Put a little bit of lube on there and stick it right up your ass.
How about we put it on pineapples and we send them all to Florida or something?
Oh God, yeah. Or send them to either Trump or Biden or any public official. You know, Ted Cruz.
Right.
Ted
yeah,
Cruz would
pretty
be
much
a good
all
one.
Of them. Yeah.
The Canadian Ted Cruz. People don't realize Ted Cruz was born in Canada. You know, so weird. You can get 500 stickers for less than $10 at Amazon, Freak 5 says. What else could we put? I mean, I like the idea of, like, you know, like squash, like little zucchinis and eggplants and stuff like that, you know.
I think you should go, like, go through, like, the electronic section and rewire or relabel all the wires and stuff like that. So
rectal use
wires
only.
Up their ass. Like, which microphones. One do I put in here? Does it go the red one or the blue one? Let me see.
Stick them both up your ass.
Oh, this is old RCA. I got red, white, and yellow here. Let me see. If I put them all in my ass at the same time, will it work? I don't know.
You stick them up your ass, and then the light bulb comes on or something.
You stick it in your mouth like festers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you make a magic 8-ball, but you replace all the words of advice with that kind of message.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, like open board games and change the rules. Like the game pieces, like you have to
stick it up your ass. Shove it up your ass. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like Trivial Pursuit. Like every single piece has
rectal
to get up
use
your
only.
Ass. Like, you can't win it until you shit out a rainbow.
By the way, I speaking of shit, Freak 5, you might find this pretty funny. I started in on season 4 of Big Mouth. Holy fuck, dude. They are going all out in season 4, man. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
I was just rewatching Big Mouth again. I'm in the first season. Like, oh my God, that show is so fucking amazing.
Dude, season 4 is the raunchiest fucking cartoon I think I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know. It seems like season 5, like they try and just keep
You ain't seen nothing yet until season 4, bro. I'm telling you.
I already saw season 4. That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like every season they try and just
outdo
themselves.
I mean, seriously, man, it is. Holy shit, it's funny. I couldn't stop laughing today, man. I watched like the first 4 episodes, and I was like, Jesus Christ, talk about irreverent, man. It's the whole the biggest period ever episode. Holy shit, man! And then they follow that up with they're at summer camp. With what's his name having like poop problems, hadn't pooped for like 4 weeks. Oh my God, that shit was funny as fuck, man. I don't know, man. It doesn't get any funnier. I don't think maybe South Park, but
Yeah, like, holy shit. Cartoons usually are the funniest. Like, they just, because they can go to the places where most live action shows are such afraid to
right,
go.
Right. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
What else? I mean, there are so many other things you can label. Like, you want to go for the cosmetic department and put on like lipstick and and nail files, because that, you know, that's gonna hurt when you shit real your ass.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, unless you get constipated, then you might need to break up that shit inside your anus. You know.
Oh yeah, you're right. It might help.
File it down. Point, right? Yeah.
Oh, a hardware store. You want to make sure every screwdriver is labeled with that.
Oh God, man! Wow.
all electric drills too.
Shit, just go into a Pizza Hut and put it right on or a Domino's and put it right on all the boxes. Rectal use only. You know.
Oh, so it's like South Park. Like, you shove the food up your ass to eat it. I got it.
KFC drumsticks. You know. but make sure you eat the skin first. You know.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got, Break?
Oh, wow. No, that's it. I think we should just move on.
You're like, I think we beat that one to the ground.
Yeah, no, we could keep going, but I think we should. Yeah.
I mean, well, maybe we'll make it a running theme throughout the show. If you think of anything, you know, just put the label on it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing.
Oh, like, you go to a gym store and put it on, like, the jock straps so guys wear them backwards?
go to like, where you work out, the fitness places, and put them on dumbbells, you know? Get a job at Chick-fil-A.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. That's go ahead, Blake.
No, sure. I'm sorry.
Put the stickers on the wrappers of people's sandwiches. Exactly, man. See, now you know. Now you got it, Freak Five. I mean, that's... There you go. All right. What you been playing, Eric? Breakman, let's go with you first.
Okay. No, I haven't played that much this week, but the week before, you know, I was playing a few games, the same ones I've been playing. Halo Infinite. I'm really close to finishing I forget what it's called, the Battle Pass, or whatever they call it. And then I really have nothing to do until May. Like, they've been really quiet as to what the next updates are going to be and such like that. Like, we haven't heard any, they've said there's going to be new maps, new weapons, and stuff like that, but they've been quiet about it. Last couple months, they haven't said when or anything else. So,
ooh, what about putting those stickers on controllers, like you know, your game controllers?
Oh yeah, especially with the rumble feature. I mean, there you go,
vibrating rumble feature. Mm. Well, all right, I'm sorry.
Oh, relabel all vibrators is anal only, rectal only. Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, Breakman. Continue.
Okay. So yeah, I'm still having fun playing multiplayer and stuff, but. We need to know what's going on. This is supposed to be like a live service, and like the last couple months, you've been kind of quiet.
No, when the money calls, they'll put out something, man. Mm. Trust me.
So anyway, I've also been playing the Cobra Kai game. It's a fun game. I like just beating stuff up. If you just want to punch shit and do special moves for a mindless amount of time, it's fun.
Yeah. Wyland says he's been playing Dark Souls 2. None of that other stuff about dusty old rings. We'll talk about that later, Wyland, for sure. What else you been playing, Break?
And the other game actually had its, what, fifth year anniversary this week. That would be Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it's weird. It's been out for 5 years, man.
Yeah, and I've only been playing it for a couple now. I haven't been playing all five, but a couple, and, you know. I could probably go beat it right now if I wanted to, and I think the way the game is set up, you could really go and beat it at any time once you get the glider. Yeah. You could just head right for Ganon if you wanted to, but it's just too much of an awesome world to just do that.
Yeah,
it'd feel like a waste when there's so much to explore and so much to find.
I kind of feel that same way about Phoenix Rising, Breakman. Like, the world is so vast, and like, you know, you just. I mean, you see something, you just go right to it, and you just, man, you just want to spend time there. I'm 30 hours into it, and I probably could stretch that out another 30 hours. Easy. Right. Easy, easy.
I don't know how many hours I've gotten Zelda, but it's way more than 30.
Yeah.
Like, I've got...
You cut out there, Brake. Hey, Eric, are you in there?
Yeah.
All right. I think we lost Brake.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, I hit the mute button by accident.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah.
What was I saying?
You got way more than 30 hours into Breath of the
Wild. Yeah, okay. I got way more than 30 hours. I've got more than 100 shrines in. I've got like 200 of those stupid little Korok things. And just and there's still, it feels like, a lot more stuff to do. Like, I'm still trying to find the rest of the shrines. And, I got the Master Sword just because I was kind of disappointed to find out, like, you have to power it up, though, because it's really weak as shit when you first get it. So it's like, oh, I just got this weapon here that I know is going to break if I start using it, and it's weak, so it'll break quick. But it's supposed to be this weapon in the game, so, I'm just going to sit here in my inventory taking up the slot for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I hate game mechanics like that. We've talked about that in Breath of the Wild, how that needs to be fixed, but...
The weapon break. Well, Eric said the DLC fixes that with the Master Sword. There's something you can fix that with, right?
It's permanently active. I don't know if it actually like makes it from breaking, but it probably works out that you'll never have to worry about it, never getting to the state where it's always at full power at the very least.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, because it's at no power right now, and it's just sitting in my inventory. Like, I can't use you. You're not even half the strength of my strongest weapons. Like, you go sit there. You go in the corner. And you're a bad sword. Naughty sword. Naughty. And also, I faced something that I don't think I've ever really faced in game.
The way the Master Sword works is that it will quote unquote break. By break, it means it will lose most of its power and be kind of worthless, but it recharges over time.
Okay. But so that's like, with the DLC.
The DLC just makes it so that it's always strong.
Okay.
I don't know if it means that you can't use it all the time, though. It just means that, like, on enemies that you normally use it against, like bosses, you can use it against normal enemies.
Okay.
Because I never had a situation where the Master Sword just lost its power during a boss fight, but, I've never used it extensively enough for it to get to that bad point, but and maybe it happens. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not using it. I'm using everything else first. It's just sitting in my inventory, just there. Like, yeah, I still gotta go get rebuild that spear trident so I can find one of the shrines because I accidentally broke it. I wasn't smart about it.
But like, whatever. But to do that Master Sword stuff, you have to do like basically a survival mode trial, and it's kind of not worth it in my opinion.
Okay.
But the DLC also lets you fight a boss and you get access to the motorcycle course thing.
Okay, that's interesting. Speaking of things you ride, I came up against something I'd never really experienced in a video game. That was discrimination. I found a horse that I really liked. I usually just walk around because I'm collecting stuff and such. But I saw this horse and I was like, oh man, I think he's beautiful. I want this to be my horse. So I got it and, you know, I trained it and calmed it down. It takes a little bit because, like every horse, it just wants to run away and kick you off it and stuff like that. So the discrimination I face is I took it to the stable because I wanted to name it. I was thinking...
Yeah, the god like, horses can't be put in the stables.
I forget what I was saying. Anyway, so I went to take it to the stable, and they told me no. They will not allow me to have my horse in the stable because my horse is a monster. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, just because my horse was a skeleton is some fucked up bullshit. And because of that, when the daylight came, my horse died. That bigot at that stable killed my horse.
You can always go back and get it.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, how come I can't save the skeleton horse, the Staphos or whatever I think it's called?
Oh, man, that'd be cool. Like, you could be like become a necromancer and use, like, a skeleton horse. That'd be fucking badass.
There's, like, a bunch of, like, dark outfit or dark like masks, monster masks, and there's a dark outfit, and there's a saddle for riding like monsters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I keep it? It's not fair.
Yeah, the horse isn't a monster. It's just a skeleton. I mean,
yeah,
it's a skeleton being animated by its ghost.
Yeah, like it was not like when I first met it, like it wasn't the most friendly animal, but like it's calm now and sweet and loving, and I was gonna name it and everything, you bastards.
Sweet and loving. Oh man, that's funny. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
I miss you, horse. No, that's the...
All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
More Elden Ring.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all I've been playing, other than River City Girls Zero,
I'm surprised Wyland hasn't been playing Elden Rings. He might be just wrapping up everything else, Dark Souls and Bloodborne, before he heads on over to Elden Ring, I guess. I don't know. He says he's going through the DLCs. He wants to finish it before that Nightfall. That it's a mod, right, Wyland?
Yeah.
The Nightfall, yeah.
So I didn't know when the full version of that was coming out, but... That should be interesting, because I don't know if it was the nature of the demo, but like apparently you were on a timer, but that might have just been the demo.
I hate timers, man. I mean, you're taking two of my worst.
Well, it wasn't very big of a demo, so it's, I guess, mostly okay.
Yeah. I like to take my time, even with demos, man. I don't know. Like if an RPG says it takes 20 hours to finish, it's going to take me double. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's like what I've been playing, Phoenix Rising, of course. I'm 30 hours in, like I said, which for that game, I think you can beat the whole game probably in 20 to 30 hours. But for me, it's going to take me double that, because I want to do everything and, you know, just explore. And I mean, there's so many cool things about that game, man. I think it's highly
underrated. Anyways, I watched Distortion 2 play the demo of Nightfall, and he basically... became this crazy sword-wielding maniac samurai guy, and with the weapons he was using, because like he did a bunch of serious flurry of flashes, and almost kind of made me feel like they tweaked certain elements of Sekiro into it.
Yeah,
which is hard to do, because like the game's not really designed that way.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I was watching Fighting Cowboy play a little bit of Elden Rings. That guy got the game obviously well before almost anybody else, and he found a boss that nobody in the world had found.
Which boss?
It was this like electric like dragon thing. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was like the first time somebody.
I think
found
I might have found that thing.
It's like,
but I guess it was before anybody else had played it.
Yeah, it's like end game type stuff. You have to lay down on this. It's like this really weird castle that's like kind of broken up, and there's a big tornado in the middle. And
oh, I haven't gone there yet.
You have to find 7 Dragon Balls first and collect them together.
Probably.
No. And then you have to say Raj.
I haven't fought that thing. I thought you were talking about some other dragon that I ran into.
No. Now, this was one that nobody had found before he found it. It actually was kind of cool to watch it, but I mean, it goes to that whole releasing games to people beforehand. It makes everybody else jealous, and not that those guys don't deserve it, because they do a good job, but people like Moist Critical and Fightin' Cowboy and all these popular YouTubers get those games way before anybody else, and it just, I don't know. I think... review copies are one thing, but when you're streaming for your YouTube channel and you're not really doing a review of it, like it's, I don't know, there's a fine line there, I think. I don't know. Okay, yeah, I agree, Breakband. All right, we're gonna move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, did you have anything to review this week?
I can review something. All right. I saw Batman or Ninja Batman or Batman Ninja. I forget which one it's called.
Yeah,
Batman Ninja. Yeah.
Well, in Japan, it's like the other one. It's, they flip the words around for some reason.
Okay, maybe that's why I'm confused, because I thought I saw both titles. It's batshit crazy because it's anime. I don't want to like spoil anything, but
I sold my copy because I kind of waiting for a 4K version of that to happen.
Because like they're this is ancient Japan and there are big giant robots. That kind of stuff happens in this anime. But it is, despite the craziness, the story is actually kind of entertaining. I enjoy the story, but what I really love about this, like, you have to watch this just for the animation alone.
Yeah.
The art and the animation is, it's the best I've ever seen. Like, it's top quality.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it. I would agree. I would agree, Blake.
Like, I can't think of anything that looks better than Batman Ninja.
Blood the Last Vampire, pretty good. Castlevania's animation.
I mean, those look great too. Don't get me wrong.
I think the only thing that would make Batman Ninja better is that if it's a CG movie, so it's like it should have been 60 frames, but whatever.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not saying like other anime, but there are a lot of like bad things. Like for instance, like the Dragon Ball Brawly movie was fucking amazing. Like, it was gorgeous as shit. But this one, like some of the art styles and the different techniques they use with animation just really looked amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't. So, what are you giving it, Rakeman?
I don't know what I want to give it because the story was just, it's like, okay, like I can, like, there's Grodd, so I can get behind the big giant robots, even though I was kind of hoping for, like, you know, this for Batman being like an actual ninja, which he wasn't really a ninja. There's no like
stuff. Kind of, sort of is. Already, though.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's initially that's what he is, and that's kind of what I was thinking we were going to see, was him doing that kind of stuff back in ancient times. No, this is an anime, so it's big giant robots and all-out action and craziness and shit like that, but it's still fun, and I think they captured the Joker really well, too. Like, I didn't know what to expect from, like, different cultural takes of a, like, iconic characters, and I think they just absolutely nailed the Joker.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it quite a bit. I think at the time I gave it an 8 out of 10, if I remember correctly.
But. Yeah, like, that's I kind of feel like just because of the art and the animation, like, I think everybody has to see it, and, like, I think it was 7 or 8, somewhere in that realm. No, 8. I want to give it an 8.
Yeah, I think that's fair, man. I think it's fair. All right. Cool. Anything else on that break before we move on?
I recommend everybody see it. If you like animation, it's fucking gorgeous.
Yep. Speaking of Batman, hopefully a spoiler-free review coming from Eric.
Anyways, I saw The Batman. The Batman. I don't know. Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Of course Weiland has the steelbook for Batman Ninja. Of course you do.
Anyways, this is probably one of the better Batman movies I've seen in years. Because I think, despite the fact I'm kind of tired of the greedy Batman story, I think they did a good job of just making Batman, Batman. And, while it does the usually Hollywood thing that they can't seem to avoid of including too many villains in the pot, which does bloat the movie a little. It's a nearly 3-hour-long movie. Just shy of 3 hours by 10 minutes or 15 minutes or so. So please stop making movies long.
Why can't they break movies like that up into two? I never understood it.
Despite the Riddler's really weird appearance, he's still very much the Riddler, but he's not Ed Nigma anymore. He's like Ed N something, Nixma or something. I think that's what they said. Ed Nixma. But it's probably the most grounded Batman movie. That's probably why it was so enjoyable. In fact, there's one part of the movie where they make fun of the fact that all the other previous Batman movies, he's just able to glide everywhere. And the movie's like, no, you're not doing that. You have to see what I mean when you see the movie.
Yeah.
You'll know what I'm talking about once you see it happen. But Anyways, I'm going to give this movie an 8.5. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's about par. I mean, for the course, I mean, Rotten Tomatoes getting like 85%, which was, I made a tweet and somebody called me out on that, and I had to respond, but they said, this tweet aged like spilt milk, and it was me saying, hot take, Robert Pattinson as Batman is probably one of the worst decisions ever made, but apparently I was wrong. So, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, I have to throw my Twilight vision of Robert Pattinson out the window, because
I mean, it's a bad story. It's a bad director doing a movie adaptation of the bad story.
Yeah. In fairness,
he's just doing his job.
Right. No, in fairness to Robert Pattinson, he's did nothing but good work after Twilight, to be honest. I've seen a few movies with him after, and at first I let my bias.
I didn't see that one where he was like in space and they're like,
yeah, High Life. High Life.
Yeah, that's called
High
Life.
High Life was pretty good. So yeah, I mean, you know, original test cut was over four hours. Weiland says, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. They freaking Snyder the movie.
Yeah. And Slagar says, don't break them up because then you get, twice the price and 2 year waits. That's true too. But man, sometimes like, you know, shorter movies are better, but I still have to see the movie. I don't have an opinion. All right. Next review, Eric.
Next review is, The Kingsman, which is the third Kingsman movie, and this is like the origin story of the Kingsman organization, and it's got a very different tone than the first two films. The first two films were wacky action comedies, and this movie is definitely more of a war movie.
Yeah,
and I appreciate it for that, because there's none of the garbage the second movie, especially in this film. Like the few female leads that are in the movie aren't treated like plot devices. They actually have their own character and significance in the plot, and they don't just throw them away. And I really appreciate the fact that they didn't go too clowny. So I'm just reiterating, but that's really all I can say other than without spoiling the story. And it's about them trying to stop this terrorist group from inciting war across the planet and causing World War One. I mean, World War One happens, but they keep from happening worse than it could possibly be.
You're a big fan of these King's men movies, Eric.
I never said that. I don't know where you got that impression.
Because you've given them pretty good reviews, and I haven't seen any of them. So
I have my issues with them, and I told you in the past that, like, looking back at them, I'd probably give them a lower score, the first two. But I give this one probably an 8.
All right. I think that sounds fair. I need to watch these ones. Are they streaming anywhere, Eric? Do you know?
No. Yeah. Actually, this one is. But I don't know what the other two. But this one's on HBO Max. I don't know how long it's going to be there either, though. Because, like, I guess whenever they decide to pull it. But, like, unlike movies in the past where they... I think this movie came out in December, so it was like November or December or something like that. So, unlike other movies where that had a 20 or like a 45 day wait period before they put on streaming services, this one lasts a couple months. So, kind of like F9 that just got put up today, I think.
Hmm.
So I'll be watching that next, and you'll see a review for that next week. But that's I'd have to look up to see what the other Kingsman movies are streaming, if at all.
Yeah. I have a real quick review, if you're done, Eric. Did you finish?
Yeah, I'm done.
Real quick review of a movie called There's Someone in the House. It's a Netflix movie, and it's a slasher akin to something like Scream, or, you know, it's kind of a budget Scream type movie. But there's some decent kills in it. I'm not going to spoil anything. It's kind of a whodunit, like a serial killer type deal. But I give it a 6.5 out of 10. It's a solid effort. It's nowhere near the quality of like a Scream or anything like that. But, you know, it's still pretty good. Still pretty damn good. I recommend watching it at the very least. It's worth a watch if you have Netflix. So, all right. Did anybody have anything else before we move on?
No.
All right. Here we go. We're going to move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the week.
Do you want me to go first? Because I got like a million Stinkos because I wasn't here last week.
Okay, well, we'll go with Eric first then. Eric?
No.
Did you have
really one? Have a Stinko, but I did want to mention an update on the Greg Abbott's basically doing a trans registry by forcing officials to like basically take the child's or the parents' child's away who they were trying to support helping them transition, because in his twisted mind he thinks that helping them get surgeries or supporting them anyway trans because he thinks that being trans people are abnormal or something because he's Christian.
Right. What's the update, Eric?
The update is that he actually had someone on their website, the government's website, for the suicide hotline, then be removed.
Wow.
But there is going to be a lawsuit filed against him, so who knows what will happen to that, but hopefully it's positive.
Yeah. Well, not much positive coming out of Texas politically, to be honest.
That Greg Abbott was on my list of one of the biggest stinkos.
Eric talked about him last week too, Breakman. He's about as worthless of a governor as you can possibly have. Anytime that you work against any portion of your people,
he abandoned the people of Texas during the power crisis.
Yeah, that too.
And then he tried to upcharge them for the electricity used during the said crisis.
Right. Freak Five's Stinko.
I don't think he tried. I think he was successful.
Yeah, he was successful.
I don't think there was an attempt. I think he got away with it.
Yeah, of course. He's worthless. Freak Five's wife, Mrs. Freak, is sick. She was puking. Oof, God, that's awful, man. She feels better. Yeah, I hope she feels better, too. All right. I'm going to do mine real quick, Breakman. It'll be like 2 seconds. Russia's still invading Ukraine. As a matter of fact, they're intensifying their war against Ukraine, and it sucks. All right.
Yeah, well, war is definitely on my list, so since you already brought it up, let's go ahead and talk about it. Like this Putin deciding to wage war and threaten a nuclear war with the world. In fact, Russians were shelling a nuclear plant earlier today.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
today? I thought that was yesterday.
You're breaking up.
Break.
Because it's in that damn area.
Yeah, yeah.
Russia's nuking breaks connection.
Damn you, Russia.
Yeah, I know. Russia's fucking up your. There you go. You're better now, Breakman. Go ahead.
Okay. That's weird. Okay, well, anyway, Putin's... obviously, a lot of this is because of weakened sanctions, and we all know the history of NATO and Soviet Union and all that stuff, and there's a lot of butthurt and anger. The U.S. has done a lot of bad things, but that does not justify attacking, waging war, and it sure as fuck does not justify threatening the world with nukes.
Yeah,
that's how you know when you're on the wrong side. If you're threatening the world of nukes, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
And the people I've seen on Twitter defending him and the Republicans defending him.
He's literally the villain from fucking Vanquish.
Can I interject here real quickly, Breakman? I've actually seen quite a few Republicans denounce Putin for the first time in a long time, which is really weird, but the prudent thing to do. And I don't understand. I'm not really understanding, like, all the hate for Lindsey Graham, because Lindsey Graham actually cut right to the matter. He's like,
I think it's because of everything else Lindsey Graham has
done. I know, but I really wish they would reconsider their. I mean, of all the things that Lindsey Graham has done, this is probably one that is cut to the matter. He's like, I think it's up to the oligarchs at this point to basically pull a Julius Caesar. You know what I mean? Like a Brutus to Julius Caesar?
You can remove him from office without killing him. Like, that's... I've seen people say things like, we need to send in a strike team and stuff like that. Well, one thing nobody knows what the fuck he is, because he's hiding like a little bitch. So, good luck with finding him. He could be anywhere. There's a lot of land in Russia. And I've also seen people saying, like, apparently they polled them earlier today, and 74% of people think we should... administer a no-fly zone. Apparently 74% of the people, and somebody on Twitter actually said the same thing, like 74% of people do not understand what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
If you administer a no-fly zone in Ukraine, that is a testament to declaring war against Russia.
That's pretty much what you're doing, I agree. I mean, I have a feeling there's going to be no choice in the matter. Break ban. I mean, I know
hope it doesn't get to that.
Like, I know. I know.
Ukraine has been fighting back, like, better than anybody ever expected they could.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to lose, break ban. That's the sad thing about
they're,
it.
Like, they're heavily outnumbered in people and weaponry.
Yeah.
But Ukraine is allowing, like, foreigners to come in and help them now, too. And that's something else I wanted to actually talk about that I don't think we should past that should be missed, is there's a lot of racism in those countries, and, you know, Nazism and stuff like that flourishes through those places, like in Ukraine. And there have been a lot of, like, problems at the borders of people, and the Poland, too. Like, people trying to get out of Ukraine, and places like Poland are just like, no, you're not, what's that word, white, oh yeah, sorry. You're gonna have to stay here.
Yeah, it's sort of like how the United States treats Mexico.
Wait, and just like, why is it someone pushed him off a cliff like yet in Minecraft?
Right. It's the same.
I didn't know Putin was in Minecraft.
Actually, I heard that Poland was taking in refugees from Ukraine, and there was one other country that was doing.
No, they're taking in refugees. They're like specifically telling people who are like Middle Eastern and stuff like that, because there was a lot of like immigration over from, you know, what happened in Afghanistan and such.
Right, right.
So a lot of those people went to other countries. Ukraine's one of the places they went to, and now they're being a lot of them are being targeted, forced to stay in Ukraine because they are, you know, because of racism,
because of their skin color, which makes no sense. Yeah, it's sad. I mean, we're all people in this world, but we can't realize it, not even in our own country, Breakman. Like we talk about this all the time. Like, somebody, I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about a very prominent person here in Denver, and how I felt that person was racist because of something very specific that he did. And the person was like, well, I mean, racism is always prevalent, and I was like, look, it's the year 2022, and we're still dealing with this. I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, what are we doing? Like we're all Americans. We're supposed to be Americans. You know, we're all people of the world. Like, we all bleed red. Like, I don't understand this. Like,
I can understand different cultures and being ignorant of things and not understanding stuff.
Yeah, right.
Hating somebody because of it, like, that's what doesn't make sense to me.
Right. I have no problem with ignorance, Breakman. I've dealt with ignorance all the way up until now. Right. What I have a problem is out and out racism. Right. So when I saw these Trump rallies and all this Mexico bashing, like, they're not sending their worst rhetoric, it just simply isn't true. Think about it, guys. Like whenever you go to restaurants, whenever you go to hotels, whenever you go to grocery stores, whenever you go anywhere, there are people of color that and specifically from Mexico that have come from Mexico that are there to work hard and not cause any problems with anybody. As a matter of fact, the vast majority, and it's been proven in studies, right, that the vast majority, matter of fact, the ratio of Mexican people working in this country have less criminal records than the actual people that were born here. So think about that the next time.
That doesn't matter, Fox News.
I know, but it's just...
And AM radio, like Republicans, because border crisis.
Right, it's like always that way. You know, they want to pick a fight with Mexico, which I don't understand, because Mexico doesn't have an army that could do anything.
They also want to pick a fight with Canada.
I know.
Like, who was it? Bobbert? Whatever fucking name is, was openly Bobert. Saying we should wage war with Canada.
Yeah, Bobert.
To free the oppressed people.
Yeah. Well,
like,
look.
Have you never been to fucking Canada? I mean, I haven't, but I've. It looks like a very nice, lovely
it's,
place.
Yes.
That isn't oppressed.
Right. Anyway. Now, those people were being treated pretty harshly, I will say, Breakman, like the convoys up there. Those were peaceful people, you know, redressing their government. I may have not liked, you know, some of the things that they were saying, but in all honesty, they weren't doing anything wrong, you know. And
well, they were blaring their horns and, like... That's
blocking traffic too.
Yeah, they were blaring their horns and blocking traffic. They apparently blaring their horns all day long, and they were interrupting. Like they were. I mean, they were being peaceful, but at the same time, like they were not. They're interfering with the lives of everyone else.
You know, I actually saw on the ground people like reporting their Breakman and the horn thing. As soon as they told them to knock off the horn thing, they all stopped.
There was
none of that. Right? It was peaceful. And then they started arresting people left and right for nothing, for bringing food and water to these people. Like, these truckers, like, it was actually really cold in Ottawa. Like, it was in freezing temperatures. So people were getting arrested for bringing gas so that they could live in their trucks. You know what I mean? And,
right.
I mean...
Jeez, Jiro sure likes being a fascist.
And that all sounds... And that is all terrible, right? But
right.
Doesn't that kind of shit happen in America all the time?
Yes.
If we're comparing the two countries.
Yes,
like,
and
still,
I'm against America. All of that. I'm against all of that, man. Like, I don't know.
I know, but America talking about liberating Canada is...
it's weird. I agree. It's just... I mean, if you want to talk about liberating Canada, like the people in Quebec so badly want to secede, which is like the stupidest thing ever because they're like right in the middle of everything. They're landlocked by all the way around. So if they secede, who are their trading partners other than Canada? You know, it's like you don't have a path to the sea. I mean, you're going to have to work with Canada if you want to secede. I don't know. It's really weird. Like, there's talk about secession with like Texas, I think, is the one that talks about secession all the time.
Texas and California all the time.
Right. And it's like
it's shit.
It's stupid. It's just dumb. Like, what do you... Especially in
like
the
Texas,
case...
Texas, they also talk about breaking the state up all the time.
Right.
Too. Like, it's like,
right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. I mean, go right ahead. Then you can't say Texas is bigger than everything. You know, I feel free.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, go right ahead. I mean, it's the stupidest talk. And I feel ashamed because Boebert's here in Colorado, man. She is... One of the worst.
That's all right. I know how it feels to be ashamed. We've got, Jim Jordan.
Oh, God. Jim Jordan. G-Y-M Jordan.
Yep, that guy.
Ugh.
I can't wait till the Netflix documentary comes out on him. Like, that'll hopefully, like, maybe start getting a ball rolling and somebody actually doing something about holding that asshole accountable.
You know? Don't hold your breath, man. Don't hold your breath.
No, I'm not holding my breath, but maybe, like, just maybe it'll... Mm. Publicly shame him at least. Or something.
Hopefully, man. I mean, he's already been shamed. I mean, that Op Death Eaters anonymous account I kept talking to you guys about, the Epstein stuff. They've done stuff on Jim Jordan before, and it doesn't matter. I mean, the information could be right in your face, and nobody really gives a shit. Freak 5 says Iowa has Kim Reynolds. Yeah, she's fucking awful too, man.
Oh, well, since you brought up Iowa, I was going to mention Iowa has just made it completely illegal for trans children to compete in women's sports or girls' sports. Obviously, I've said before, I think the whole sport, the way we do sports is absolutely stupid.
Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. People make the argument that we can't let trans people compete in this category or this category, like trans women competing against men and such, because of potential performance advantages. And my solution to that would be, like, first of all, it comes more than a matter of just physicality. There's also skill level and
right.
just how badly somebody wants to win versus somebody else.
You know what?
And, if that was still a problem for you, how about doing weighted tiers instead of gendered tiers?
How about
mid, yeah, that's mid-weight, exactly lightweight, what heavyweight. They should do. Is right. based, the sports should be based on your ability and performance. Instead of separating kids by gender, we should be separating them by their ability.
Right. So
the problem, a lot of this is coming because of, what's that girl's name? The trans girl who's breaking all the records and everybody's upset about it. The problem is because she's competing against people who she is obviously
way
far
better than.
And
yes.
Ahead, like superior than.
Right.
She should be competing against people that are on the same skill level as her.
Right. There's
male or female, it shouldn't matter.
Totally 100% agree.
In the right circumstances, a woman of a similar build can overpower a man of another build.
Right, right. Like, I mean, like,
but
I wouldn't.
The gap is much smaller, though, when they're competing against so many similar builds.
I wouldn't want to get in the ring with Clarissa Shields, the fucking middleweight women's boxing champion, even though I weigh more than her, because of what you guys just pointed out. She is far and away more skilled than I in boxing. And would
and I think
whip
people
my
that
ass.
Make that argument have, might be having a double standard if they're upset about a black woman not being able to compete because of weed use over someone who's used performance enhancers and got away
right.
with it.
That's the dumbest argument. I think the that's another dumb argument that you bring up. I totally agree with that. I mean, weed is not a performance
enhancer.
You're
talking about the Olympics, right?
Yeah, the Olympics. That one lady that was denied her, you know, being able to compete because she smoked weed. It's like,
yeah, not only did she not smoke weed like recently, it was like several months ago.
Right, right. It's the dumbest fucking thing ever, man. It's so stupid. What do you want to do? Pull a hair sample and figure out when exactly? Like, 10 years ago, you smoked weed, so you can't compete in fucking
because
figure
you might
skating.
Still be smoking weed.
How dare you, Freak Five? I'm actually, you know, I've got some skill when it comes to fighting Freak Five, but I'm
well,
I know.
Well, not according to Freak. He says a baby could whoop your ass.
The fact that, like, you could smoke a joint and be sober within, like, 30 minutes.
Right, exactly right. Like, 30 minutes to an hour, you could be perfectly okay. It's just, it's stupid. I mean, drinking, like, if you drink a lot, that lasts a lot longer than smoking weed, depending on how much.
Like, I got high once because I took a few hits with my brother's joint when we were at our house, our parents' house when they were out. And yeah, it's like it only lasted about like 30 minutes for me because I only took a few puffs.
Yeah, you feel good for a while and then, you know, you either go to sleep or you eat a bunch of food, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I think it's dumb. You bring up a great point, Breakman. It should be based on skill, not gender. And then it would just destroy all this. Like, when you're growing up, there shouldn't be male-female sports. It should just be sports, right? If you want to try out for the basketball team, there's a hell of a lot of women that can play fucking basketball, right?
Yep.
So why shouldn't they be able to compete with the men?
Football should be played like the way it is in Starship Troopers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's co-ed and they're wearing whatever kind of futuristic armor that just protects them.
Why would you?
I so approve of the co-ed showers, too.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Especially,
I don't think we could do that until we fix our
misogyny
problem.
Do it right now, Blake says. No, I agree. We got to fix a lot of other issues before we can do co-ed stuff. Because, like, men are still pigs and, you know, that's just the way that it
Stop
is.
Stop talking about me. I'm right here.
I know. Weiland says, Combo Breaker registration complete, even though he's not competing this year.
Wait, so why did you register then?
I know. That's a good question. Why'd you register, Weiland? That's weird. All right. Let's see. Any other stinkos, Breaker?
Oh, yeah. I'm not done. Right. Let me see what we do. We did Iowa, and we talked about the war, and we talked about Texas, and We just talked about sports, so staying on the sports theme, I want to commend the MLB on how they structure the leagues and stuff like that. I think that's how we should do it. Like, there's different skill levels, but they just need to include women. That's their big problem. But I mean, like, as far as they structure it, I think that's how we should be doing a lot more sports.
Are there any WNBA games available to play?
No.
Like video games?
Not that I know of.
No.
All right. That also needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing with games is they want to make them and they have to sell, and like, it's hard to sell WNBA as a something to watch. Like, to sell it as a game would be even harder.
You know why? Because of the dunking. They don't do as much dunking. I think if there were more women that actively dunked in their games, they would get more watches. I would watch it more.
I think they, like I said, there are so many women that could actively compete against men.
I agree.
I think it'd be a lot more entertaining if they mix them together.
I totally agree. 100.
But anyway, I'm talking about MLB. So I want to, you know, give them a little credit for that. Now, I'm not going to give them any more credit because fuck the MLB ownership.
Yeah.
I know people are yelling at Rob Manfred, whatever his fucking name is, and stuff like that. But he's just like Goodell. He's just the mouthpiece.
Yep.
He's being paid millions of dollars to represent the owners. He is just saying what the fucking cheap ass owners want him to say.
Yep.
Like he's like a secretary. Jen Saski, is that her name?
Oh, like the what do they call it? Chief of staff or whatever. Yeah, she's just there to relay information. That's all.
Yeah, like she's just repeating what she's told to say. Yeah. Like she doesn't like what's her name had the binder. Like she was openly just repeating what was being told her. Our ire and anger should definitely be 100% be on the ownership. The ownership could afford. The billionaires in the ownership are now making more than they've ever made in their lives, even though they had Manfred go out there and say the exact opposite, which is a bunch of bullshit. They could afford to pay the coaches more money, the players more money, and I mean a significant amount of more money. The staff, like the wait staff, the people that do laundry and clean the buildings and shit like that, the people who vend at the stadiums.
Oh, they make minimum wage.
The security, yeah. They could pay all these people a lot more money and still be billionaires.
Yep, absolutely, 100%.
But they're locking out the players because, you know, these are, and I know people don't want to hear it because it's millionaires fighting with billionaires and shit like that, but this is the people who aren't doing shit getting paid most money, whereas the people who are actually doing it and performing it,
you know what?
They're getting a fraction of it.
That's an interesting point, Breakman. What do the actual owners do? Answer me that question.
Some of them are more involved in the game in the sports than others. Like for instance, I'm a Bengals fan, and everybody knows Mike Brown was heavily involved in team decision making, which is why the team sucked for so fucking long. Right. Now that he's not making decisions anymore, suddenly they're getting better.
Yeah.
Shock.
Yeah.
But you know, most owners actually, you know, hands off. They write checks.
Right. That's all they do for the most part. Like 90%
of them.
They're
getting most of the money to write a check.
Right. That's all they do. They put up the money, which I agree is, it's not really a risk. Let's say you're a billionaire.
Oh,
like
it's definitely not a risk. It's a money-making guaranteed.
The Broncos are going to be sold, right? You know how much they're going to be sold for, Breakman?
$1.2
billion. Oh, no. Anywhere between $4 and $5 billion. It's going to be the most.
Damn it.
Any team and any franchise has ever been sold before, the Denver Broncos.
I was
right?
trying to think like what the average of the retail value of teams.
Yeah,
has been
that,
in the past.
That that's right. You were in the ballpark, but no, they are going to be sold anywhere between $4 and $5 billion. What is that billionaire owner going to do? He's going to write the check, and then he's going to hire a bunch of people to run the team, and then the team is just going to print fucking money. The Broncos
he's going to pass that money down to his children and his children's
right.
children.
The Broncos. The Broncos are going to be a top 10 money maker no matter what year you're in. All right, they've had some of the most successful quarterbacks. Some of the most successful teams in NFL history was right here in Denver. Right, 3 Super Bowls. They've been to what, 8 So they are a winning organization, except of, as of late, right? The, all the owner's going to do, come in, write that check. It's going to be a team of owners, right? It's not going to be just one, but there's going to be one, like, mouthpiece representative, you know, partial owner. And that's all that's going to happen, right? They're just going to print fucking money.
Let me interrupt you on one thing, too. You do have a successful franchise, but the NFL itself is so successful that if you have a shit franchise, like, say, Jacksonville or something like that, you're still going to fucking make profit.
You're still making money because it's revenue sharing.
You're still making billions.
It's revenue sharing. They all do revenue sharing, right?
And television profits keep making records every year.
Right, right. The only one that doesn't really do that is MLB, the revenue sharing thing. They have a they do it, but on a scale. Like, I know LA can always afford to buy the biggest fucking players because they, you know, they're LA, right? It's California, it's Hollywood.
Yeah, New York,
New York
does it too.
New York, same thing.
Boston.
Boston. Everybody in between. I mean, you just got to get lucky, right? I mean, that's just how it is. But I agree with you, man. MLB is being extremely greedy right now. What else you got, Breakman?
This one's more of a personal thing, I guess. Lately I've been seeing like more and more people in like retail stores selling other stuff. You know, like for instance, in Walmart, people trying to sell you cable or DirecTV.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah. That happens here a lot. Yeah.
Well, I was in Meijer the other, I guess it wasn't this week, it was the past week, to get something, and somebody stopped me, you know, I figured he was selling something, just because he was standing around, and
right.
Just the kind of way, like, you know, as somebody who used to sell stuff, I can kind of see a salesperson.
Right.
This guy was trying to sell me, can you guess what, Frank?
Oh, boy.
NFTs?
At Meijer's. No. Cell phone
service?
Yeah,
something they shouldn't be selling at Meijer, for sure.
Tamales?
And not, it's not dirty or anything like that.
Weed?
Yeah, no. Weed? Oh,
no.
Shit.
That's your guess? No, they're trying to sell me God and Jesus.
Mm. Oh, God. Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I was not happy about that. Like, because he first came up to, I just have a survey for you. Okay. I'm like, well, at first, like, I walked past him, and he's like, sir, and I'm like, you know, ignoring him because I knew he wanted to sell me something. He followed me, and he was like, sir. Okay. I have a survey for you. Okay. I'm kind of maybe, okay. Well, it's just a quick survey here. It's about women and God, and we're trying to find out like what, why women's relationship with God has been. It seems to be at a low, and we're trying to. Yeah, and I'm like, I gotta go. I'm just fucking. I'm out of here. Fuck you. This is Meijer. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Well, you should have asked him, well, why the Jehovah's Witnesses treat women like shit in the first place.
I don't know. Like the whole. Yeah, I was just completely like, what the fuck? Like this is. I'm in Meijer. Like this isn't. Like this isn't even a street corner or something. Like what the hell?
You should have complained to the manager.
Brake looks like he needs Jesus.
I think the reason Brake didn't complain to the manager because he was probably thinking the manager let them in.
Yeah, it obviously he had to get approval to do it. You know, because it wasn't just like. He'd been there for a while, it looked like, to me, at least. I mean, he can't just, like... Well, I mean, you can go in the store and just do something like that, but you're going to get caught really quick.
Yeah.
So he had to definitely get approval to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. All right, well...
I don't want somebody trying to sell me Jesus and God. Like, it's... I've encountered that regularly throughout my life, but in a shopping mall?
That's really weird.
In a store, in a grocery store?
Yeah. You would not.
Hey, why is
that.
He asking men about women's relationships? I don't know. Like I cut him off like mid sentence through like what else he was trying to say. Like I just no. I gotta go. I got.
Well, that makes sense, Freak Five, because if you're a God fearing Christian, like the women is supposed to be subservient to the man. So why would he ask?
Oh yeah, that's
about
a
woman's relationship with God. You know, so it makes sense.
God, you're right. I should have asked him more questions.
You should have. I love those opportunities.
Oh, wait, so you mean the women are not the men are in charge? Tell me more about your religion.
Right. You know, it's funny that I had a Jehovah Witness, or no, it wasn't a Jehovah Witness. It was a evangelical Christian, like walk up to me a long time ago when I lived at a different house. I was just sitting on my porch, just enjoying watching my daughter do her thing on her scooter, and you know, just having a great. great, you know, time just sitting there minding my own business, right? And then he comes up to me and he like hands me this pamphlet and he's like, what did he say? It was something like, you know, did you know that God lives in your heart? And I think I laughed so hard, and I was like, you know, thanks for the laugh, and I'll go ahead and listen to you since you made me laugh so hard, right? So he made his pitch, and I went through the whole thing, and I'm like, dude, you're not going to convert me. You know, I've already been through this rigmarole, and I pointed out, like, a bunch of stories, like Lot and his daughters, he didn't have an answer for. I pointed out how ludicrous it was that Jonah lived in a whale's mouth, and, you know, all this stupid shit, you know, it just... It didn't make any sense to him as much as it didn't make any sense to me. So, you know, it was just whatever. So
doesn't matter. He'll go right back to it.
Yeah, then God owes you rent. Yeah, exactly. All right, what else you got to break? Anything else?
That's enough. That's enough stinkos, right?
All right, let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet!
All right, I didn't see anything for you, Eric, so I'm just going to go ahead and go to Breakman. Breakman,
I've got
your...
two sweetos. One is to the Bearcats football team. A bunch of the players are at the NFL Combine. Like, I think it's a record number of UC players actually getting a chance to perform for NFL coaches and stuff. So, good luck to them. That's happy to see something like that.
The quarterback actually had the best 40 time of any of the quarterbacks there, and one of the best for any quarterback, period. So, it was really... really cool to see that he got a chance to up his profile at the combine.
Yeah, he they're looking at like him coming out in maybe the first round. I was thinking sometime in the second or third round for him.
He'll go in the first.
Talking about first round, so I don't
know. Yeah, he'll go in the first, and I'm hoping the Broncos trade back and maybe take a chance on somebody like him. You know. So. All right, what else you got?
The other one is Frank sent me a package, and I wanted to open it live on the air. He sent it to me like a couple weeks ago, and I was going to open it live last week, but shit happened, and I couldn't be here. So I am opening the package right now. And this is, some coasters with the Bengals logos on them. Oh, that is awesome. Ooh, I like that.
Those are custom made, too, man.
I could tell. Yeah, definitely, because they're different ones. If you buy something like this at the store, it's always the same picture, you know? Yeah. This is like different. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. All the different logos and stuff. I thought you might like that, man. It was kind of a consolation prize, man. I knew you were bummed that the Bengals didn't win the Super Bowl, which they should have. I mean, I thought that call was so much bullshit, that holding call that cost them the game. Whatever.
Well, what can you do? You know, shit happens. It's just, at the end of the day, it's just a game, and it's the most fun I've had in 30 years being a Bengals fan.
I know. So. You know, that's how I felt after the Broncos got slaughtered by the 49ers 55-10. I was like, fuck. And that was like three in a row. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, if it was the Niners the Bengals lost to, I think I wouldn't be as okay with everything right now. I think I'd be a little angry because
I was
it's
so
like third
hoping.
Time in a row. Like, God, fucking damn it.
I know, man. I'm just glad that we've, you know... we haven't lost twice to any one team. Like, we lost to the Seahawks. We lost to the Cowboys way back in the day. We lost to the Giants, the 49ers, and the Redskins. Well, now it's the Commanders, but you know what I mean. Yeah, but so, yeah.
So for the Bengals, it's just the Niners and the Rams.
Well, yeah, I know. But it really, I mean, you guys should have won that game, man. I felt so bad, man. I was like, ugh, you know.
Let me add this to my stinkos, too, because Freak5Chaos in chat says, my sweeto today at work was employee appreciation. They had a game for us for, I'll let you read all that later. But the reason for a stinko is they sent us an email today on my, to the whole staff, like, today's employee appreciation, and, you know, like our usual, like, we're just here to celebrate the employees. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You've never once mentioned this day ever. This is the first fucking time you've ever said that.
Yeah, we really appreciate you all. Yeah. You know, how about you appreciate my fucking wallet, motherfucker?
What are you talking about?
Shit. Yeah. So anyway, so Freaky5K says, his sweetos, today at work was Employee Appreciation Day. They had a game for us, four at a time, a spelling bee. The people who spelled four words right got to spin a prize wheel. Me and one other person got all four. The other person spun and got five. I spun and got a $100 gift card.
That's fucking badass.
Dude, guess what they did for our workplace for Appreciation Day?
What's that?
We all got pizza for lunch.
Ooh, wow. Big spend.
Even, like, everybody went up me. I got an email.
So did every business in the world decide to do Appreciation Day or something?
According to this email, it's like a tradition, and they're saying how they've always honored a tradition in email. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, next week, I'm going to go. No, I'm just going to tell my dad. It's like, are you going to give us raises? I'm going to keep bugging him about it until he does.
Right, exactly.
Something about it.
Yeah. Mine.
It's so weird. It's like my dad runs the place at the place I used to work before he even worked there. Because his position has always been temporary, but yeah. He just wants to help them transition to being Green Bay, and then he can finally retire once he gets a new general manager in place.
Yeah. Weiland says, is this work or first grade?
I work in an office. Well, I'm working from home, but the whole office chemistry is basically high school.
Yeah.
If you work in an office, you basically are working in high school.
Oh, yeah. Always. Like, when I was working at QA at Sprint, I mean, it was all fucking high school shit. Yeah. And like, whatever.
Like, so there's, like, drama and cliques people, and all the little shit you deal with in high school. Like,
people would rat on you if my performance was, like, you know, 200% above the average, like, QA person. So they would, like, rat and say that I was cutting corners and all this shit. And then if you got onto Messenger, because, like, you could, like, actually talk to other people on Messenger there. If you got onto Messenger and they noticed, they would snitch on you and say that you were, you know, like, talking to other people. I'm like, what the fuck ever, man? You know, I'm so stupid. Ugh, anyways. We need to move on. I got a new segment. Yeah. Are you guys ready for this new segment
here? Yes, let's do it.
All right.
It's time to die.
All right, it's time to die, guys. This is a new segment we're trying out. And I'm asking the question because this seems to be kind of a popular theme. I saw like a top 10 list of like, you know, games that you didn't know would be amazed are still coming out. And one of them was like Metal Gear 6 and, you know, and then I thought about movies and stuff like that. So what game or movie franchise or singular title should never be seen again? And I'm going to ask you guys that, and then I'll tell you what. Because the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out, and it's been getting slaughtered on, you know, reviews and stuff. So I'm asking you guys this question.
I can think of stuff like I don't want to come out for a while.
So
like,
just one.
Go away
just
and
one.
Come back sometime in the future, but go away permanently?
Yep, just go away. Or maybe just go away for a long time. You can frame it that way, Breakman.
Any new haunted house game.
Okay, any new haunted house game?
Because Crypt of Graves is god-awful. All
right. Break, what would you...
The Scream franchise. They really need to get away from, like, Sydney and those main
I thought the new Scream was great!
I know, everybody's... That's what I've heard. The new one's gotten great reviews and stuff
it's
like that.
Really good, man. So, yeah, I mean, have you seen it?
No.
All right, you got to see it first. But yeah, I would have said the same thing.
Wasn't that kind of what the movie was about, though?
The TV show Cops.
Yeah, that's a good one, Freak.
It went away and then it came back.
And it's still as terrible as it's ever been. I
anything like Jerry Springer or Mari or any of those shows.
Yeah.
Those are kind of funny to watch sometimes, though.
I do like them. I like a guilty pleasure type thing. I would, for me, and I'm just going to pick one, and this is, there's a caveat to this. After this latest Halloween movie, Halloween should go away because they've done a really good job with...
End it on a good note.
Yes, end it on a good note and leave it be, and that's it. Because
Halloween ends for a reason.
Yeah, and they're calling it Halloween Ends, and I hope
and
it does.
And if you want to do another Halloween movie, don't call it Halloween. Make it like a spiritual successor type of thing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I know that's what John Carpenter wanted to do with Part 3. He wanted to make, like, you know, something different, and it just kind of failed. And But I agree. I think they, you know, you should just go away from that. But Halloween, for me, should be one that just goes away and just... never to be seen again. Next week, I have a game for you guys that.
Skull calling Halloween ends. Halloween dies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, whatever. But anyways, all right. Things that will never happen. Wyland says, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah, but that's why we're doing this, because we want to have fun.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So, what do you guys think of the new segment?
There's got to be other ones too. Like, I'm trying to think. Like,
well, we're just one at a time. That's all. That's what this segment's about. Breakman, just one at a time. Wait till next week if you think of something else. So,
any and all games that involve
save it for next week. Save it for next week.
Microtransactions.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to happen. But yeah, I agree. But just think about that for the weeks coming. We'll try out this segment for a few weeks and see if we like it. But I think this is a good start. I think this is a pretty good start. So, all right, let's move on to our free for all this week. It's a free for all. I always love the end of that. It says suck it. Free for all this week. Earlier we mentioned Elden Rings, right? And I think that we should talk about not only that game. I haven't had a chance to play it. I know Eric has. I don't believe Break has. But I want to talk about difficulty in games and marketing, right? There's a lot of backlash for Elden Rings right now, based on the market.
It's just Elden Ring, by the way.
Oh, Elden Ring. I'm sorry. I even had it.
That's like your Midwestern accent and asked everything.
Yeah, exactly. well, it's weird because I even wrote it as Elden Ring, and I don't know why I just said Elden Rings. But anyways, difficulty in games.
You're probably thinking of those cock rings that you showed me the other day.
There is an actual cock ring for that you could hook
they
up.
They rigged it up with like a vibrator too.
Yeah, for Elden Ring. It's funny. But anyways, I should have sent you that. Send that link to Breakman too. Send it in Skype, Eric, if you still have it. But anyways.
I can't do it from my phone, I think.
Yeah, or whatever. Wyland says Halloween
screams.
Screams. Yeah, exactly. So anyways, my topic this week for free-for-all, and it's a very pertinent one because I saw a What Culture video on people that were bitching about Elden Ring and how they marketed it as like an adventuring good time type deal. Knowing damn well. Hold on, Eric.
I didn't get that.
Eric, can I please finish before you talk, dude? Okay. This is the third time, dude. Sorry. All right. Difficulty in games and marketing. I was watching What Culture. They had a video on Elden Ring and how people were bitching about that the marketing was very deceptive. And one of the retorts was, basically. If you know Dark Souls and you know this company, you know the game is going to be pretty difficult, right? But as far as difficulty goes, they were saying this game is probably more accessible than most of the others, if not all of the others. So my question to you guys is, should video game companies be more responsible for their marketing when it comes to accessibility?
The developers are never in charge of the marketing. Like that's always like the who's ever producing,
publishing,
you know,
it. Yeah,
publishing. Yeah, thank you.
And more importantly, they never talk to each other.
Yeah. So I can't blame the developers for what the publishers did.
Right. Yeah. Well, then I guess the question is,
I can blame the developers for not considering this accessibility options that. Let's clear up a couple things. Accessibility and difficulty are two different things, but they are related to each other.
Yes.
But when people think of accessibility, they always go straight gravitate to the difficulty, and that's not what they should be thinking about. And I saw a video that tried to convince, or he came up with the idea that difficulty doesn't actually exist, but barriers exist, and there is certain degrees of barriers that certain people might have problems overcoming, and developers need to be more cognizant of that when they're developing their game, I think.
You know, this
what I consider would be useful accessibility, actual accessibility options for physical disabilities and such would be text size, text colors, so better visibility on looking at any text, and colorblind options, hearing aids, audio settings, stuff like that.
Right.
That's not some, like, difficult, like I like Kid Icarus's difficulty sliders. So its intensity, I think they call it the intensity meter or something. Mm-hmm. And you could, like, fine-tune just how tough you want your game.
Yeah,
But, with a game like Dark Souls, especially Elden Ring, there's a variety of options for you in the game to be able to tailor just how tough you want your experience to be, because there's multiple different ways to approach a situation, and that's going beyond build types. You could also choose to use the spirit summons, and whether or not you'll approach an enemy on a horseback, or whatever weapon you want to use.
Yeah, it's... okay, Brake and I talked about this issue with his talking about how he likes to throw boulders from up top on unsuspecting enemies down below. It makes the game extremely easy. Like I was explaining how I do the same thing but with arrows, right? I'll just shoot arrows at enemies from, like, high places, and that's it. I'll kill those hard enemies in that area, and then I'll go pick up all the treasure and, you know, do whatever I need to do down in that area if there's a high place, right? And that eases me into the difficulty of the game, because the more of those enemies that I kill, the more treasure I get, the more I can upgrade my character. You see what I'm saying? So it makes the game difficulty lower. They do now they also have in Phoenix Rising, like, difficulty tiers, like you could play easy, normal, and hard, kind of standard fare type thing. But you can also do things within the game to make the game easier, and I believe that's what you're saying about Elden Ring, depending on
the build. Yeah, and the upcoming Stranger of Paradise has hard difficulty settings, and, like, between, like, casual, normal, and hard. And then it also has the different skill trees that you can swap it at a moment's notice, and you can just change your class completely.
Yeah. I think it's, with a game like Elden Ring, I think it's a misfire to bitch about it, right? Because for one, it's like the most, it's like the easiest of, apparently, of all those games. That's not saying much, because it's really difficult. But if you think about things, it's built into the game. It's sort of like how I approached RPGs back in the day, right?
One thing,
like,
I do miss from Elden Ring that was in Sekiro, though, is that Sekiro had a pause feature. You could pause into the menu and just take a break, not have to worry about an enemy killing you because it didn't spawn or something. But and that's gone in Elden Ring.
Yeah.
They should have let you do something like that.
I don't know. I just...
you sort of can do that by saving quitting out, but then you have to put up with loading screens when you want to get back, and it's kind of an inconvenience. Like, an actual pause button would have been nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that, from what I'm hearing, I haven't played Elden Ring just yet, but I do plan on doing so just for the lore alone, because I love Bloodborne and all the lore in Bloodborne. I just think that you can make the game... It's sort of like back in the day with the way that I approached RPGs. I would level up my character to a point where beating a boss was, like, the easiest thing in the world. You'd go in...
Wildlands of the PC version got a pause feature modded in. You know, what they could have done is, that, like, Elden Ring is the first Souls game with an actual map screen button, and you could look at a map. They should have just let you pause the game when you're looking at the map. The enemy's actually... The game's still running when that thing's up. It wouldn't have been that hard to just take that feature from Sekiro and apply it to the map feature.
Yeah, maybe they'll patch it in, man. I mean, they can do that. I mean, they're going to have to patch in, from what I hear, some framing pacing issues and some...
Yeah, that hasn't been fixed yet.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying...
Only recently did they patch the game. And they had to actually do server maintenance for this, but the bloodstains weren't working, so you couldn't see how people died, but you could see the bloodstains.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so that's working now, though.
They've got some work to do for sure. I'm sure they'll patch in some things that people are crying about.
I mean, it is an open world game, and it's the first game of its type that they've done at this scale, and on new hardware, no less. So I'm not surprised there's issues. But I'm glad it runs as well as it does, considering that.
Yeah, I heard that the PS4 version works better on the PS5 than the PS5 works on the PS5, which is
probably due to the fact that it's not as intense level of graphics being displayed.
Yeah, I just think that that's something that they're going to have to pout.
Well, I do have the PS4 version of the game, but I'm not downgrading. I'll deal with the occasional hitches I experience.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is the PS4 version works better than the actual PS5 version, Eric. And you're right. It's probably because
I'm willing to bet not my save files don't transfer between versions.
Yeah.
That would be a good excuse to play the game again.
Yeah.
With a different build
well,
from the beginning and see how that build develops. Instead of just respecking and just starting out strong.
Yeah. Once I'm done with Immortals Phoenix Rising, I'm going to move on to probably Cyberpunk, because I heard the new patch is actually really good, so I'll probably do that, and then after that I'll probably do Elden Ring.
He's gotten... I don't know if you noticed it, Frank.
Yeah, I'm looking at chat. How dare you, Freak 5, exiled, son of a bitch. Friday 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Break, man. All right.
That's like jump 22nd Street.
So,
22 Jump Street. That's what it was called.
23 Jump Street. All right. I think that's all we're going to have time for, unless you guys have any final thoughts on that. Break, did you have any final thoughts on that? Like the difficulty?
Were we talking about again?
Difficulty in games.
Like that's right. We've talked a lot about difficulty in games, and just I think if you spend money on a game, you should be able to see the content of the game.
Yeah, like that's locking like content like the way Cuphead does behind like the casual and the not casual modes is kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
No, why don't you just give us casual mode with all the content?
By the way, the Cuphead cartoon
it's
is
like
pretty
the,
good.
It's like the old... No, sorry to interrupt you, Frank, but the old like NES games. Like I can't think of them off the top of my head, but they
can't get
they,
the real
like,
ending unless
last...
you're playing on expert mode. I'm looking at you, Castlevania Bloodlines.
Right, or they would cut off like the last levels of the game even, unless you played on a harder difficulty. Go ahead, Frank, I'm sorry.
No, I made my point, man. All right, did you guys like the new segment? Let us know... send RP Grinders on Twitter your thoughts on the new segment. It's Time to Die. I'm really curious if people like it. Maybe they need a few more segments to make an opinion. But let us know. I mean, honestly. All right, let's do our plugs.
It's better than that TikTok segment.
I know. I tried different things. You know how
is she
you?
There?
She's not here, thankfully. Oof. Okay. Let's do our plugs. Breakman.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. That's it. That's all.
All right.
But you can ask Dear Breakman a question, and apparently I've ruined Freak's life by not asking a second question. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're gonna have to hold off. We'll do it for sure next week, Freak, for sure. All right, Eric.
Ruining. I'm sorry, I didn't have a review up this week or. I'll probably do it tomorrow. I just didn't have time because I decided I wanted to watch a movie instead, and I didn't have time afterwards. But I did write reviews on BossBrassBrigade.com, or you can listen to the audio reviews on the feed. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, and sending me a little as a dollar on my Patreon would help out. You can go there through my Twitter profile. The link to that Patreon is there in my profile. It's at EricRPG.
All right. Freak5 says, have you watched The Legend of Vox Machina? I have not yet. I'm sure. How dare you, Freak5. I hate you. They've done Predators before, Freak5.
I
it was
Predators.
Terrible. Predators.
No,
No, wait, I'm thinking of Predator. Sorry, that's right.
No, are you thinking of Predator versus or?
No, I'm thinking that I'm thinking of the most recent Predator movie. That was called Predator, and I thought that was Predators for some reason.
I didn't see
that one. Yeah, that was the one that was made by one of the guys who was an original Predator. Yeah. I didn't see that one. The Predators was the one where they're on an alien planet. That was good. I like that one.
Yeah, that one was good. I think
isn't there a new Predator movie coming out?
Yes, it's called Prey, and it's like set like the first time the Predator.
It's weird that it's called Prey, and it's on the video game also called Prey.
Vox Machina
is that copyright work?
Hey, Freak 5, Vox Machina, is that on Netflix? Because I'm not 100% sure. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems. RP Grinders, whether it be Xbox, PlayStation, or Switch. I'm mostly on the PlayStation, so that's where you'll most likely catch me. Matter of fact, right after this, I'll be on the PS5 playing some more Immortals Phoenix Rising. I'm going to try to finish that game this week. I highly, highly doubt I'll be able to do so, but you never know. But because I really want to have a review, and I'm actually looking forward to Break's review of Breath of the Wild. I mean, it's been a long time coming, Break. I mean, 5 years, man. You know, so,
finally gonna play another Switch game that isn't that game.
I know. But I need to finish that game too.
I've got a bunch too. Like I've got, let me see here. I got like Mario Odyssey. I've got what is that here? Let me see. Final Fantasy 12. I've got Sid Meier's Civilization. With Mario 3D All-Stars.
Yeah, I got that one, too. I got Xenoblade Chronicles, too.
Collection of Mana, I got that, too. And I got some others, too. I got a bunch of games to play, just... It's too good.
Anyways, so I think that's all my plugs. I do want people to watch TCM, just to get the numbers up there. I do want a sequel to it because I think it's an interesting kind of take on TCM. It was the best they could possibly have done, I guess. I mean, it's definitely the best like kind of sequel / relate TCM thing. Just think of it as like an alternate reality type thing, and then you'll be okay. I mean, if you listen to Woofula, like he's so disappointed in that movie, but you know, I understand the disappointment. Leatherface was. They did the best they could with what they had, man. I mean, technically speaking, if you watch the original TCM, you get a sense of who Leatherface is, but there's not a lot of material to work with there. So, you know, they did the best they could. Plus, I mean, 50 years of, you know, learning, maybe, I don't know. But anyways, check out that, and I think, and you know, play Elden Ring. I mean, I obviously want those games to do well because I love the amount of lore and stuff in those games, even though I haven't really beat a lot of those games. I did beat Demon's Souls, which was pretty cool. You know, a couple of other ones I got into, but they're just the difficulty thing. It really is a turnoff for me. Like, it's just like Bloodborne, no matter how many times I try, I can't get good, and I hate that, and I wish there were more accessibility options in those games, but I live on through other people, and I watch a lot of streams of those games, so, you know, anyways. But anyways, I think that's about it for us. Did you guys have anything else before we took off here?
No.
If you have rectal exam stickers, use them appropriately.
Or, yeah, rectal use only stickers. Yeah.
Those two. Use those appropriately.
Or inappropriately. Those work too. So, there you go.
No, inappropriately, we'd be putting it where it's supposed to go.
Oh, that's true.
You got to do it appropriately.
That's true. I mean, so, like, put them on glasses and, you know, other things. Like, you know, containers, like dispensary containers and, you know, whatever.
Ooh, like, put it, like, inside of the shattered glass for the fire hydrant, or for a fire extinguisher. You know, so, like, you have to shatter the glass and then use the glass. Yeah.
How dare you, Freak 5? I beat Adventure on all modes, sir. I'll have you know, son of a bitch. All right.
Adventure.
Yeah, Adventure.
Duck Dragons.
I know. How dare you? With the keys. I beat all the things. But anyways, I think that's all we got for you guys this week.
I used to watch my grandma play that game all the time.
Oh, Adventure's so good, man. It's so fun. I mean, just so simple, but so fun. But anyways,
I think I played a game that's like Adventure, but it's called Castle instead.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Thank you, everybody.
Go into the baby from the hospital and put stickers on the babies. It's fantastic.
Game-based in this entire concept.